Hey everyone, welcome to Dear Everyone Else, hosted by T and
T.
Hello everybody, welcome to Dear Everybody Else. It's T and several other people in it, and T. So it's T-A-M-T today. Tempt is what we call it.
Tempt?
That's what you want to call it. It sounded cooler in my head, but I guess it's not what it is. But anyway, I'm just going to let everybody introduce themselves. So, yeah, I'm T, you know, the usual.
You know, and you never say your actual name. You never say your actual name.
You're right.
Name
should I tell them?
Tell them. Let them know. Let them know.
Unsafe.
Okay. So my name is Tokudzwa Mushuosho. You can call me Taku. You can call me T. You can call me Mush. You can call me Zwa. Don't call me Zwa. Just call me Taku, T, or Mush. And
I love the variation.
Just a little bit of spice in there. But I am one of the co-hosts. I am T. I am one of the T's that was initially the T and the TNT. And yeah, so that's me. My name's Taku. I'm just a host. I'm out here just to contribute. And shout out to the class of 2027 because I'm out here vouching for you guys. I know that we're going to make it through eventually. So that's my role in this podcast or this radio show as well. So shout out to those guys.
All right. We love the intro. And I'm Tolani. Yeah.
I feel like that was so anticlimactic.
It went down very fast, but we got it. Okay. And I'm Tolani. I am the second T. Well, not second. I'm the first T. What? I can't be the second T. I'm the first T. T is the second.
Oh, snap.
And I am a co-host.
Damn,
as well.
Just put me in my place.
I did. And I'm a co-host as well. I'm also just my role here is to just, you know, talk as much as we can and, you know, come up with cool topics and invite people to the show. So, yeah, really excited that you've been listening along, and I will pass it to the next person.
All right. Abdallah here again. This is the second episode you guys are hearing me. I am the producer, technically, of the producer of the show. I'm the one in charge of editing and distribution of the whole thing. And I am subservient to the two hosts. I was hearing a lot of just, I am just the co-host. I am just this. No, you are the hosts.
You see, look at him adding the spice in this, but I appreciate it anyway.
Totally, me too.
And you subservient. I'm like trying to figure out the definition of subservient. Could you please elaborate on that one before we go further? For the class of 2020.
We do not have dictionaries in our hands right now. So unfortunately, if I start saying it off the top of my head, I'm gonna butcher it myself. So I can't embarrass myself like this.
So basically, you were telling us to go do our homework. Okay, so I'm a pen it down. Subservient. Search up after the show is done. Okay, awesome. And yeah, we're just gonna turn it over to the last person here.
Hey, hello. My name is Malik, and I am the social media guy.
Yay!
This is my podcast debut. First podcast I've ever been on. So if I sound nervous, it's because I am.
You got this.
All the cool posters you see on our social media page with the theme and the organization and the background. It's this guy. I guess this is the platform we're launching him out. So when he becomes famous because of our podcast,
and if he becomes famous and doesn't acknowledge us, just you guys kind of come at his butt for not doing that. Like when people do that TikTok dance, they don't attack the people. They're like, tag the people. Yeah. Just make sure you kind of do that. Okay. All right.
What are we doing today?
Today. Okay. So in the previous episode, we did the International Student Survival Guide Part 1, which was all the do's of international students, what things we've learned and all the things that we think are pretty much need to be reiterated and reminded of every now and then, because you think these are certain things that you just cannot afford to forget as international students, right?
Right, right.
So this episode, we are doing don'ts.
Okay.
Things that you have to avoid at all costs.
Okay. As I was telling you guys, my life is just a walking don't. So, hey. I've been looking forward to this episode the whole week. Y'all don't understand.
Honestly, I think that's the first time that I haven't been the one to explain the episode to, which is really great. Like, not the the pressure's not on me. Absolutely awesome. Thank you, Abdullah, for doing that. So basically, we're just saying all you're going to get from us from this episode is just a bunch of words of wisdom. So use it. Don't use it. We did our part. So we can kind of just dive into it after just dropping that little bomb. I'm not going to start this time. Cool. Taku can start. Yeah, Taku. You can be the one to start with your list of don'ts since you're walking. I think it'll be a fun one.
Well, I thought you'd never ask. You know,
I'm glad I did.
I'm just gonna, cause man. By the time we're done with this episode, I think you guys will be prepared on what not to do. But anyway, the first don't I have, and it's something that I am still dealing with now, is don't wait till the last minute.
Oh, I'm guilty of that.
But a pro tip, it's easier said than done, because man, I've been telling myself this since first year, and you know, I've got an assignment due at midnight and it's 9 p.m. right now, so
still haven't done it.
I love the yet.
Yeah. You're gonna do it. It just hasn't been done. Yeah.
Okay. Just hasn't been done yet. But yeah, guys, don't wait till last minute, because you know what? There's a peace of mind that comes with doing everything early. And I know, like, it sounds so like idealistic, but guys, when you get to a certain point, your peace of mind is very important. Because it becomes harder to focus, harder to concentrate. So best advice is just plan ahead, but just don't wait for last minute. Whether it's schoolwork, whether it's work, whether it's waking up to go to class. Because you'll get there and the bus is gone or something like that. You know, there's a lot of things that you should not be waiting last minute for. But that's my first don't right there.
True. Thanks for starting us off. That's definitely a really good one, because I feel like it's something almost everyone struggles with. And it's something that definitely needs to be said, you know, repeatedly over and over again to kind of stick. But let's hope, you know, like in the next stage of our lives, we all kind of try to work hard to make that work. But it's going to be a hard one for me. Yeah, that's definitely. But you know what? We'll try. Yeah. We'll try. Okay. So I can go next here. I think mine is don't make friends just only around your university circle. And I'll explain what I mean by that. Like, try to make friends outside of university. And here's why. I find it difficult having a conversation with someone that does not go to the university. And the reason why is because, like, a lot of the small talks that I've learned to have rotate around questions that you can only ask university students. Okay, here's what I mean. I meet someone first time, like in my first year. Literally, the questions I either ask, what courses are you taking? What department are you trying to get to? What classes are you taking right now? You know, like those kind of questions. But when I go outside of university, like a good example is when I used to work at the International Center, right? I was a student program assistant sometime in like 2020. And like people that worked there, most of the staffs were people who were like, well, older. They don't go to university. Well, except like a few students that worked there as well with me. But most of them were not. And every time when I went into work, when it's like, I used to hope that I didn't have to meet the break time there, just because like when we sat around the table to eat, I just found it the most awkward, because like I never know what to say. Like I don't know what to contribute to this talk. I don't know, like, what do you say to people who does not go to university that are older than you? Like, what did you eat for dinner? I don't know. Like, I don't know what to ask.
You and talk
like,
about the weather.
You talk. Okay, that's a typical Canadian thing. I don't want it. I don't want it.
That could actually be a whole don't in itself, because the weather is depressing. That's the
other thing. Literally. But it's a good thing to know, though, especially for Winnipeg weather, because like, you know what? There's always something to talk about. Like, literally, the weather is the most unpredictable thing. But now, like, these days, like, I put myself in a setting where like I'm forced to talk to people who don't go to university. Like at work, at church, like, you know, kids and stuff like that. At work, I talk to people like, you know, like high school people who are not university. And like, now I like know how to deal with that situation when that kind of comes up, because I'm just like, well, it's not going to be that awkward, because like, I know what to say, right? And like, you actually learn things from these people too. Like, you learn things outside of what you would normally learn with universities. And then I think that really helps with like your old Canadian experience, like getting that experience outside of university. That would really help like later on, especially when you get into the workforce, because when you get into workforce, you're most likely not going to be dealing with a lot of people who go to university. That is my little spiel on that.
I can relate to that, because in my first couple of years, I actually fell into the same trap.
many times, and it's worse when you're falling into that trap and your interactions are starting to be more around like Canadian students versus international, because international students kind of understand where you're coming from with certain questions. Mm-hmm. Like, it's weird to a Canadian when you ask them where they're from.
Yeah,
but you're so used to used to asking that. You're asking other international students, where are you from, right?
Yeah.
It's a standard question. It's part of the script. But you're talking to a girl and then you're asking her where you're from. She's like,
I'm curious why it was a girl though. Like, why not?
Because this is literally what happened to me. I was in my first official U of M class out of ICM. And I'm sitting here trying to, you know, break the ice with this student that was sitting next to me. And I'm asking her where she's from. She's like, Portage.
and here you are thinking Portage Street.
Portage, not the town Portage. No. Portage in Winnipeg.
Yeah, like the street Portage. Really? The Portage in downtown.
That's a culture shock moment right there, actually. I'm like, damn. Oh, okay. That's
the energy. The energy shifted real quick. I was like, oh man, I'm never asking that question again.
I mean, I think it's honestly a good thing that you actually knew what the Portage was, because imagine you being like that, like that's your first semester, like that's your, you know, you really needed Canada, and someone tells you Portage, you probably take it really seriously, like, oh, like Portage, is that a country or something? Like, you know, I find that would be more awkward, but you know, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, but that's pretty good. Also, I think it kind of helps you like transition out of uni as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because this whole idea of, and I've seen it because I spend a lot of my time on campus, right? It's like when your life revolves around campus, the transition, especially like community-wise, the transition trying to get out of that.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. It's going to be really hard.
It's tough.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to freestyle, basically.
Yeah.
Because you get lulled into following this script, and it's actually just not conducive to people who are outside the actual university area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Malik, you're still like, how's that going for you? Because I know like you've still been on campus. Have you been able to like establish that?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of relate to a lot of what you said there. Like, all my friends are like on campus. Like, I don't even make friends in class anymore because all my friends like are my neighbors. They live here.
Yeah.
It's especially hard like during the pandemic to make friends outside of like the dorm rooms. So I've had kind of like a tough time expanding my social network outside of residence.
And you know, like I think like the places that you can start though, like I think work is a really good one, like a really good place to start. Cause like I feel like for a lot of us, we tend to work in an environment where there's like diverse kind of like people, like age wise, you know, like whatever wise. So like as long as you're not working on campus.
I was just about to say I work.
That's literally his job.
Yeah.
I've got nothing for you, bro.
Sometimes it'd be like that. Life just feels like, oh man, wake up, campus, sleep, campus work, eat, campus, eat, campus,
It really breathes campus at this point.
Yeah. But anyway, what's the next don't, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm gonna go next.
Okay.
So my don't is don't skip the fine print. When you this kind of piggybacks off of what Taku said about procrastinating, especially when it comes to exams. Not even exams, assignments.
Yay.
Don't skip the fine print. There are some courses where you miss a quiz or you miss a few quizzes and you miss an assignment, you fail the class automatically. That has happened to me. Have you ever gone into an exam and then decided to just leave because you realize no matter what you do in that exam, you're going to fail the class?
I'm just participating.
You're testing your knowledge.
I'm dead serious. I've literally walked out of final exams because I was going to get an F regardless of what I did in that room for those 3 hours. All because I didn't look at the actual content of the syllabus.
But that goes into a lot, actually, because not even just with school. One thing I also realized was even with like the medical care or the health Blue Cross we get from the university. And a lot of people don't know that there's a lot in it. There's the dental plan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And apparently you can get a free massage and stuff, you know, but you'd never know if you don't read the fine print. is yeah.
Or glasses.
Exactly. Yeah. Glasses as well. So like that's kind of deep. But yeah, there yeah, man. That's
man. I made it a priority every 2 years to always go get my $200 worth for those glasses.
Me too.
100%.
Literally on on cue every 2 years.
Smart, yeah. This one's gonna last 2 years, and Ryan, I'm not a student anymore. But it was a good time.
Yeah. Even the teeth cleaning, like man, I don't have. Sometimes I really have no need to go to the dentist, but I'm like, man, my money's worth. I'll be like, find something wrong. Tell me, because if I've already paid for this value for the money, now I'm just kidding. But like, yeah, just read. People should definitely read the fine print. There's a saying about the devil. Details, details are the devil, or details are in the devil.
The devil.
Yes. Yeah. There's the one. You see, when you work with educated people, you can just take a back seat. But anyway.
All right. Well, cool. Let's move on to the next. Don't.
So here's my don't. Don't call an ambulance. Here's what I mean. Of course, if you're dying or if the situation is dire and you actually need an ambulance, call an ambulance. Mm-hmm. But don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to need to call an ambulance. I had a friend. I'm not going to disclose what happened. Mm-hmm. But they put themselves in a situation that they didn't need to be in and ended up working 2 years to pay off that ambulance bill. If you're an international student, they do not cover that.
Wait a minute. Because I thought the ambulance fees was like $500.
How much was it?
I don't know. It was a lot. It was over a grand, apparently. It took him 2 years to pay it off. He was working.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, he probably has a lot of things, like other things to pay.
Yeah, right? Because they took him to like the hospital, and then they had to like do like a bunch of stuff to like pump his stomach, all that stuff. Like added fees. Just don't put yourself in a situation where you're gonna end up having to go to the hospital and then pay like a crazy amount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So pretty much, if you find that something's happening to you, go to the hospital before it gets worse. Because.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it does get worse, it does not.
But that's not. That's the problem with international students. We find ourselves between a rock and a hard place, because even if you skip the ambulance and you go to the emergency care on your own, if you're finding yourself paying that $1,000 first, and then you're waiting for the reimbursement because.
Yeah. Reason why we need public healthcare again.
Tell
the guy back.
Tell the guy who's listening. if whoever's listening to this, get that healthcare, man. Because like I know, obviously, like these are don'ts, but also it's sad that these have to be don'ts, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot that we deal with that this shouldn't have to be a don't. So shout out to everybody advocating for healthcare for international students. We appreciate you. Don't stop doing what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right.
So is it back to me now?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And I love this. So my next don't is don't compare yourself to others. Whether it's the with regards to something that was frequently coming up with me was when you're going to graduate, especially considering like international students were coming from a community where we have a lot of friends that have gone to other universities or other places. Mm-hmm. And this may seem like, oh, they're graduating faster than you. And you start to compare, or even start to compare to people, to yourself, to local students, you know. I think comparisons can be very toxic. One thing I've learned is run your own race. That's number one. Mm-hmm. And also just give yourself enough grace to know that, not everyone's journey is going to be the same, whether it's in classes, whether it's in work. Some people get jobs before others, some will get after. Some people may not get jobs at all, but don't compare what you're going through with someone else's. So yeah, that's a major one for me.
Yeah, no, and that's really deep, honestly. Like, cause like, I feel like it is something that, you know, personally I struggle with like a whole lot. And like, I just have to keep reminding myself of like that self-compassion, you know, like I am good enough. Well, at least I'm doing the best that I can, you know, like, according to my power, this is the best that I can do. Just because someone else is doing stuff that I want to do or getting stuff that I want to get doesn't mean like they're any better than I am. It's just time, right? Like time comes with everything. So yeah, just treat yourself kindly like you would treat others. It's important. Okay, this one's going to sound silly because I feel like you guys might not, Wait, why am I losing my English brain cells? You guys might not agree. That's the word. You guys might not agree with it. Maybe not. But I think that this is a double negative. Don't not attend orientation. And here's why. I did not attend orientation. I was one of those kids. And here's why I didn't. Because I had a cousin who went to university before the year that I started. And all I heard was, orientation's boring. You're not going to, you know, like, you're not going to get anything from it. And blah, 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 like things like that, right? So I was like, oh, great. Like, this is cool. I'm not, like, I don't want to attend orientation too. But he was a domestic student. I was not. Number one difference there. And also just like, I didn't, you know, like it's a new country, a new, just like a new everything. I think like attending orientation would have probably been like that great place that I learned a lot of things. Like, I know, like, you get a lot of information during orientation, right? Like too much, way too much then, you know, like you can ever like imagine to take. But I feel like at the end of the day, you at least take like at least that one important thing I think would really help you. Because like I definitely, like my first weeks of school, I struggled a lot just because like things like UMLearn, you know, things like little things like that. Like the fact that I had to have a student email, I did not know that until I was sitting in class and the teachers was like, you're talking about syllabus and, you know, like the notes. I'm like, where was I supposed to find all of this? Like, what do you mean syllabus? It's like, yeah, I posted a syllabus on this. And like coming from back home, there was no such thing as student email, right? Like y'all didn't even use computers or technology at school. What the heck are you talking about? Like, right? And it's like, where am I supposed to find this email? And it's like, having to like go back. And so like literally me being very overwhelmed on that first year of school, which is something that I'm supposed to have learned at least before orientation, like kind of leading up to, I had to use like one day to really figure out every single thing. And I actually didn't take one day because like even like the sound, like, you know, those like Pearson learning whatever assignment, like the e-text one that you like have to buy the things, like I'm pretty sure I missed like the first assignment because like I didn't even know about that or like didn't know what to do with it and things like that. So I think you should attend orientation. I definitely agree that you should, just because I didn't and I saw what did it to me. But yeah,
and also you don't want to miss out on the vibes. Like, guess where I met my first year friends? I met them at orientation.
Question mark?
They're also first years, and they're also nervous, and they're also in the same position as you.
All right, yeah, good old orientation. And also, quick question to you guys: does your UM email still work?
Yes. mine does.
Okay. All right.
I think it works like for like a couple months. Oh, not a couple, but like a few months after. I should probably try to figure it out. Not using my UM email anymore because a lot of stuff is saved on my OneDrive. But
okay,
I'll figure it out.
I was proactive and I decided to redirect my UM emails to my Outlook.
That's pretty good. That's honestly like really. I need to do that.
My worry is that at some point, it's going to get completely deactivated. Yeah. If that happens, I think even the redirect isn't going to work. But right now, all the emails that I get from U of M to my U of M email are redirected to my Outlook account.
Smart. So, I wouldn't know how to do that. Probably would have to search that up or something.
Cool.
All right. Moving on to the next don't.
Is that me?
Yeah, it is.
Now, I'm going to cheat a bit because I don't. My list is very dry today. So I'm gonna piggyback off of Tolani's. You said don't skip orientation day, right?
That's correct.
What if I say don't skip the first day of every class that you take?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Don't skip the first. Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, it's so tempting to skip that one.
Because you know you're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
It's all of us.
That's a good one. Yeah. Man, if there's ever a class on debate skipping, so I need to hear this, don't. Yeah.
But no, but seriously, because the first inkling you have of a class is on the first day. Then when you don't have the pressure of learning anything, like actual course content, you know, you want to get the actual feel of what the professor is like.
Yeah.
Right? The actual vibe of how the pace of the class is going to go. That's what the entire first day is about. When you skip that and you go straight, you know, you say, this week is going to be nothing. I'm just going to drop in next week. And then next week shows up and the guy is already talking about an upcoming assignment. And you're just wondering what's happening. What's going on
with the assignments?
I just had some serious PTSD from a class a while back. I think I missed like a class or two and he's like, yeah, I'll quiz next week. And I'm like, bruh,
I missed the whole semester. No, especially for summer classes. Mm-hmm, I think exactly. Those are really important. Don't even because they go very fast. Like you could literally have a test got like the next day or something. You never know. Mm-hmm. So don't. But yeah, I think also like I don't know if the saying is common, but this is what I think. Like the way you start something really sets the pace of like how you continue it, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you miss the first day of class, there is very big chance that you're probably going to miss so many more classes after that. You know, like it becomes a habit, right? Like I've already missed one. I might as well just miss the second one, miss the third one. Before you know it, the entire semester is done. You haven't gone to any class. And now you're, you know, really running up and down trying to fix things, right? A day before exam.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. Okay. We're going to give it to Malik now.
Yeah. Here's something that's kind of hit me like a brick wall recently. Okay. Don't forget to get experience, because what's going to end up happening is you graduate and you realize all these jobs are requiring 2, 3, 4, sometimes even 5 years of experience. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting there with your degree like, what have I just done? Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is in your field, try to get experience, even if it's volunteer experience. It's so valuable, especially for international students. You know, you're graduating, there's pressure to get a job so that you can stay here. So whatever you can, whenever you can, try to find experience in your field.
I think that's probably all have something to say about this one, but I definitely, like, that's one of the things I had on my like list, that like, don't, like, as much as it's great to like want to work at Tim Hortons or Walmart, you know, because you need to make that money, like don't really spend most of your time or summer just doing those jobs. Really try to get like do like a job that's productive enough that complements your studies. Cause really, really, like once you're done, it's really gonna help you out like at some point. Like just make sure that you're doing something that you're getting experience from. And like, I mean, if it's Walmart and they're like, if it's really in line with, you know, the work that you do, that's great. Like that's awesome. But you see, for me, I've literally been working for Tim Hortons for almost 2 years now. Really, what's the point? Really, really does. I'm a science major honor student for like, you know, for your information. And thinking about that, it's like, where do those really come together? I mean, mostly they don't. But I did do other stuff like in between. Tim Hortons just like a stable job, but there were things, so that's why I'm not a best student in that case. But don't do that.
Yeah.
One more thing to add to Malik's experience: doesn't have to come from volunteering or being given an opportunity. Sometimes you have to make that opportunity yourself. Let's say you are studying graphics design and you want to get a job in that field at some point in the future. You have to do the work yourself and actually have a way to document it so that later you can show off the work to people. That, if you're doing that for 3 years, that is a experience in of itself without being given the opportunity by someone, right?
I love that. Never thought of that before.
You can also be a self-starter in getting experience yourself, and then as long as you have a way to prove it,
you're good to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's really great. Okay. I think that was the last don't for the night. I think we can all agree. Thank you all really for listening to us. We probably don't have much episodes left. This might be the last time you kind of see all four of us all together in one episode. And it was a really good, I think it was probably the first time too. It's the first, it might be the last. You know, I've really been excited to be able to do this with y'all, and, you know, really couldn't have made it possible without all of you, every single one of you. And I'm really excited that we are all able to do this, and, you know, like, I'm proud of the work that we've put in and the work that we've done. And yeah, I really hope that the listeners are also excited that they get to listen to this episode every two weeks, hopefully. But thank you for listening to us. And does anyone have anything to say that they wanted to say?
Good luck with your exams.
Right, that. Don't forget. Good luck with finals.
It's so nice when people who've graduated say good luck with finals.
That concludes our episode. See ya. Bye.
Bye. Hey guys, thank you once again for tuning in to Dear Everyone Else with TNT. Please feel free to reach out to us on our social media platforms.
To do that, you can follow us on Instagram at DearEveryoneElse_UM. And if you had any questions that you wanted to ask and you wanted to ask through email, you can reach out to us at DearEveryoneElse891@gmail.com. See ya.
Bye.